Start over from the beginning of the Sugya Kufla Medhei Medbeis, and hopefully the Sugya will get a little clearer. Five lines from the bottom. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Shesho Lamed Yoim Ba'odom Einei Nefel, Shenema Oftuyog Miben Chodesh Tifte. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel brought a raya from the Posik, and the way Rashi says Pshat and Posik, since the Torah said you have to wait 30 days, Shmami no achshav nizbarer shu ben kayoma v'loy koydom l'chein. So we see, now it became nizbarer, after 30 days it became nizbarer that the child is a ben kayoma, and then is chal the chiev of pidyon. Before there is a suffix ben kayoma. I saw in the Tashbats, Chayle Gimel, Simen Reishna Zayin, and he explains, we're going to have later in the Sugya, we have a Machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Chachamim. The Baal were not up to the Chachamim, but the Chachamim hold, it is not a Sofik Nefel. If it's Loi Noida in Kolu Chadosha Vimloi, that's the whole Sugya, the Okoponim, the beginning of our sugya here, you have a child that is born, and we don't know if it's kol chadoshev or not. So the chachamim hold it is not a suffik nefel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds it as a suffik nefel. So the Tashbats explains as follows, that the chachamim hold is vaday yolut, is vaday not a nefel. Why? Mishum deroiv noshim Vlad Ma'aliyah Yoldom, because rave women, if you'll take statistics, rave women do not have Nephilim. The Rube de Eraisa. Rave is Minatoyre. That is the Svara of the Chachon. Later he says, V'af al Gav, the rave Noshim Vlad Ma'aliyah Yoldom, הרי היציוי הקוסוף מכלולוי, וזהו לרב שמעון בן גמליאל. So he says a gewaltig gewalt, that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel had a posik. That means without the posik, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel would also hold, you go basaroiv, legabi, kol in yonei diereise, you go basaroiv. So he should also go basaroiv. Heitziyoi ha-kosuv mechloloi, so there's a gzeres ha-kosuv, there's a gzeres ha-kosuv that by the din nefel, you are not soy mechan roiv. No, the minute the Torah tells us you're not soy mechan roiv, so mebeilo, without a biru of a roiv, since everything is possible, anything is possible, so according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I have to claim, maybe it's a nefel. If I cannot rely on roiv, maybe it's a nefel. I just had a shtikel ha-ore. Later, Baruch Hashem, I found in Chassam Sefer, he touches this ha'ore, that l'chayre, if you hold ein heilchen b'momen acher haroit, so what did Rab Shimon ben Gamliel see in this pasuk? And let me be mamtik, my shayla, with a maise that the Kuntres HaSveikes brings down from the Tzemach Tzedek. There was a maise in the times of the Tzemach Tzedek, that a woman came from Russia, and she got married to a Yisrael, and she had a child. And there was a shayla, are they now mechuyev in pidyon haben? So l'chayre, what's the shayla? She married a Yisrael. But the Tzemach Tzedek declared, this woman, they have to know, maybe she stams from Leviim, maybe her father was a Levi, maybe her father was a Kohen. She didn't know. She had no idea whatsoever of what her father was. She didn't know. So Ratois the Tzemach Tzedek. So even though Roiv people are not Leviim, are not Kahanim, so Mistama we can assume Mistama her father is was a Yisrael. No, her husband is a Yisrael, and the father is a Yisrael, so she's zicha b'yachiyev ha-pidyin ha-ben. By in hoichim b'momen achar ha-roiv. By momen, we paskin, machloikis rav shmul, we paskin in hoichim b'momen achar ha-roiv. So memele, so zochi pidyon haben. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek paskin. The Kuntres HaSveikes has a shtik teirah. Maybe pidyon haben is different, but that's what the Tzemach Tzedek paskin. Ein heilchen b'momen achar roiv. It's a mitzvah shem b'momen, and you're not moitzi momen with roiv. So lechayrat mega harta kashe soy bezoi, what's the golden iglik that Rav Shimon Gamliel saw in this posik? He saw in this posik, you don't go basaroi. The Gemara's going to ask a kashas, how can you be male child on Shabbos? You don't go basaroi, how can you be male child? This posik is telling us, you don't go basaroi, it's talking about pidyon haben. Pidyon haben, versteht sich, you don't go basaroi, when you're going to be mom and acharoi. So what's the golden iglik? What did Rav Shimon Gamliel see in this posik? So I'm just thinking, and I saw the Chasam Sofer mentions this haflah. There's a moiridika haflah in the end of the first Perek in Ksubis. The haflah asks a kasha. There's a parsha of Moitzi Shemra. There's a parsha of Oynes Mefate. You give la'aviya naira. You give the la'aviya naira. The father of the naira spielt a role. Frag the helika haflah. The Gemara asks a kasha in Chulin. How do you know? By Maka Ovivim, how do you know he's a father? How do you know? So Roiv Bila is Achabal. So Alts Roiv, Roiv tells me he's a father. So Memela, that's why he's a din father. Frek the Haflo, but Ein Helchen b'momen Acha Roiv. So when it comes to Maitzi Shemra, when it comes to Einis and Mefate, so let's go over to the father and tell him, because he is also Chan Shuldekin, but, I really don't know if you're a father or not. So you should be potter. So what is pshat in the Torah of Meitzi Shemra, Neinus and Mefate? So the Haflah says that Yesod, that since the Shaila of father is not only a Shaila Legabi Momin, it's a Shaila Legabi Yisurim also, Maki Yoveveimoi, there's all other Shailas. If there's a, it's negayed kibadovein. There's other shailas also. And legabi this, I have a birur of roiv. This I can be saying mechan roiv. So since it's oiske paskin, legabi all other shailas that legabi yisurim, it's oiske paskin that this is a father. So meila, when it comes to mom and you can't wake up all of a sudden, say, oh, maybe you're not a father. So Mamela, so that doesn't have ten Hulchim Bamaman Achaiv. And Hulchim Bamaman Achaiv means if the whole Shaila was now Noilad Lagabi Moman. So then we say Hulchim Bamaman Achaiv. But if the Shaila was Noilad before Lagabi other in Yonin, and we pass Kendois Lagabi other in Yonin, and we go Basaroiv, we will not wake up Lagabi Moman and say, let's think it over. So Mamela, so according to that law, is very good. A father has a son, so comes Yaim Hashmini. So Leclerc Ashaila, is he a Nephil or isn't he a Nephil? Is there a mitzvah to be malim? Not a mitzvah to be malim. So then we should go Basaroi. So Melech, we should go Basaroi. So now so we pass Kandais, he's not a Nephil. By the Bris, we pass Kandais, he's not a Nephil. Now it comes to the Pidyon HaBen, or Kum Tzigelt, oh, in Hilchem B'momen Acharoi, maybe he's a Nephil. Chas V'Sholem. So Fakelt, so the way that law says, so here, since we pass kindois l'gabi other shaylas, that the child is not an eifel, so memeilu klar shayli atu imechalo Shabbos for the l'gabi all 20 shaylas, well pass kindois he's not an eifel. So when it comes to pinyin ben, we won't start claiming maybe he's an eifel. So memeilu, so it's very good, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, so why do you need shloishim yoim? So Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's his zet mendoch, that it's a xeris akosuv, that by this shayla of Nephil, you don't go basa the birur of life. This is what Shimon Gamliel held. And the Tashbat says, what did the Chacham ma'achayli? The Rabbonon pligi alav, v'svir alay d'gzeres ha-kosuv. Da'av al-pishu b'cheskas barka yom elayiv duay said lamed yoyim. This lomdis, you have to wait 30 days, not the 30 days is the mevarer that it's not a Nephil, and that's why the Chiyav ha-ben the Chiyuv opinion of Ben Ischal after 30 days. That's exactly because you have to wait 30 days. Akasha Famais. So Memele, so that is the Machloikis, of Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chacham. So Shimon Gamliel had a Pasik. And the same Pasik he had, he darshan by Behemish Meini Shemim, Behemini Neifel Shemim, Behemish Meini Vahola Yerotze. So that would you have to wait till the 8th day. Is because it's a Sophic Nephil. So according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, so that is the Gilu Yakro. The Gilu Yakro is that you, on Legabi, this Shaila of Nephil, you are not Seimech on the Birra of Reif. So Mamela, it's a Sophic. Fragt die Gemara, Mimol, Heichi Molinele. So how could you be mal a child in Shabbos? Maybe it's an Eifel, and if it's an Eifel, so there's no mitzvah smila. Omer avada barav, Mimol, Noise, Mimon of Shech. Yemal Mimon of Shech, Im Chayu, Shapik Amoil. Vim Lav, Mechatech Bebosahu, Vizamei, Some Amelas, there's no Shail of Natilus Nisham. Fragt die Gemara, weil Lot ist ein Yesovik ben Zayn, Sovik ben Chesem, Mechal Nolav es HaShabbos, we learned in an Mechal es HaShabbos, because it's a Sovik Nefel, Amayim Aliyum Imon, Amshich Im Chayu, Shapik Amoyl, Vim Lav Mechater Bebosahu, Oma Amar Berei de Ravina, Nova Rav Nechumi Bar Zachayu, Tagimne, Mima Olochi Nami Molina Lei, You could zichah be Mala Sovik ben Zayn, Sovik ben Chesla, Nitzra Elam Afshir, Emila Beliba de Rabbi Lesk. It's going, it's talking about Machshir HaMila is going according to Rabbi Lezer, and Rashi says according to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you could only, Machshir HaMila, or only Doich Shabbos, if it's Yidui Shekolu Lechadosho. We know Klal that it's not an Eifel, but like this it's a suffix, so Machshir HaMila is Taka not Doich Shabbos, so that's what this Baraisa is speaking about, that the Machshir HaMila will not be Doich Shabbos, because it's a suffix, maybe there's no mitzvah Mila. Masha'en came, the etzem ma'isem mila, you could always make also mimon of shech. Omar Abaye Kitanoi. So now we have to understand that that Rav Avda Bar Rava said a shtik teire, that if the child is an eifel, there's no inyan of netilas nesham. There's no inyan because he's a neifel, so he's a meis. So a meis is no inyan of the tilas nishon. That was a chiddush of Rav Avda Bar Rava. So now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbaye Kitanoi, L'choyre, this is not a dova muskim. It says in the pasuk as follows, V'chiyomas mina behem ashilachem la'ochlo. So from this word, la'ochlo, we'll see later how we darshan it, Lahavi ben shmoinish en shchitosay metaharos. That if you had an animal that is shmoinish hadoshim, we're speaking about a behemagasa. A behemagasa, this man ha'ibar is tisha hadoshim. We have an animal, a behemataira, that's shmoinish hadoshim. And you shechted this animal. Shein shchitosay metaharosay, the shchit is not metaharos. Rab Yosi, Rab Yehuda, Rab Elazar, Rab Shimon Oimrim, Shchita Soi Metaros. That the Shchita is Metaya. Now, the Shchita is Metaya, so that means, so let us diagnose, what is this saying? So this is saying that there's Chiyas in Aben Ches, and that's together. The together is that an Avelis Pshat, if it died, Shaloya Yedei Shchita. If it died on Yedei Shchita, that's not an Avela, that's a Shchuta, so there's no Tumas Avela. So we see that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that there's a musig of shchita by a ben ches. Now, if there's a musig of shchita by a ben ches, so memele, so in Shabbos it should be called natilas neshama. If we say shchitosi mitarosai, so we're saying nishmosa yotza yedei shchita. That's pshat. Shchitosi mitarosai. So there's a chiyus in a ben ches. And it was geschochten, so he say that it was, that it, the chiyas, it lost its chiyas, ayidei shchita. So he bazoi, you can't say if it's a ben ches, it's a mechatech bosa baume. Like Rashi said, bosa shchute. Mechatech be bosa be bosa shchute. It's not bosa shchute. You see, you can make shchita on the ben ches. So that was a bias kashe on Rav Avda Bar Rava. My love, behokim miflugi, demar sova chayu, that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold, that a ben ches has chiyus, memele, so it's a past al musig of shchite, and the tanikame, mar sova meso, the tanikame holds that it's dead, so memele, pasnish kein shchite, so kaponim, your teretz is only masim according to the tanikame. If that would be the machloikis, at the mitzlagi le'inyan tumme v'tayra, if the whole machloikis and teiris koinim only involves tumme v'tayra, livlagi le'inyan achile. So there's a man yomer that holds chai, and there's chiyus, and there's a musig of shchite, So there should be a machloikis if shchita will be matter this on the veil. Ela de kuli alma meisu. Afilu according to Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yehuda is a meis. Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Sovri, ketreif. Take a ben ches is a meis. A treif is also a meis. Ketreif, it's just like a treif. Treif a lava, avol gav de meisa hi. Shritos o mitaros o ochenami lo ishno. It's just like a treif. Just like a treife, shchitosa metarosa. We'll see in Rashi, the Teres Kainim Darshan, from the beginning of this pasuk, that there's a shchite, shchite is metayer a treife from Tumas Nevelitz. Ochenami loish. So the same thing over here also. Before we go further, so Rabbi Kiveger asks, Rabbi Kiveger, the Chazanish, no, the Chazanish brings Bemison, the Rajba is Ma'ira this Kasha. He says, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, no, you learned wrong Pshat in the Teres Kainim. Everyone holds that a Ben Ches is a Mesa. No Shaila about it. The Shaila is, are you Medamet to a Treife Lagabi, the Shrit is Matair, a Treife is also a Mesa. Aval Pikein Shrit is Matair a Treife. So one is Medamet to a Treife, one is not Medamet to a Treife. Frekt Rabbi Keveger, if you Medamet to a Treife, we're in hot water. Because the Gemara says in Pesachim that Asheichet Behemah v'nimtzeis treife, Yishechta l'kolben Pesach, Shabbos, v'nimtzeis treife, so the Gemara says, Yechai v'chatos, a whole sugi, Yechai v'chatos, to the Vamitz, a ganze sugi edo. Why Yechai v'chatos? Al tzintilus neshome. So you see klar that a treife has enough chiyus that it's not called mechatach bos the Vamitz. Yishechta treife in Shabbos, yeh mechalo Shabbos. So Mamela frekt Rabbi Keveger, so we're in hot water over here. What did Rava say? No, everyone knows it's amazing. Mamar medamalo letreif. That's all we need. If mar medamalo letreif, if you damalo letreif, by a treif, it's a din chabure, a chayvo betreif in Shabbos Shechai. So the chiyas of a treif is sufficient the chiyas of a treif is sufficient to make an atilus neshome. So is the chvaita bitter. So the Rabbi Keveger says, he brings a lashon a Rambam. We have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. The Rambam says something very interesting. A ben ches is not a chai, but is not a mace. Where do you see this? Because a ben ches is not metami. He means a Rashbam, I'm sorry, not a Rambam, a Rashbam. Rashbam says a ben ches is not a chai and not a mace. A ben ches, let's say if you have a child, a ben ches, it's not metame. So this sounds like double talk. But al kolponim, we see that it is in between. There's a gray area between chai and mace. And it is not a mace yet. A ben ches is not a mace. So memele, the Gemara held, so since it's not a mace, so then, shchite, so then, shchitosei mitarosei. That means if it became a mace through shchite, so that's not an avela. The Gemara is medame to treife, not that this is the same like treife, but we see by treife, okay, this is much worse than treife. Treife is lemaise more of a chai than a ben ches. But by a treife, it is a din of the tilus neshama, but al kolponim, you see, that there's a inyan. If the misa came about through shchita, it's not metame tumas nevelas. So memele here, the misa came about through shchita also, because till the shchita it wasn't a meis. The Chazanish says as follows: Va'arei chayov shel ben ches chayim she'ein metame kol zman shu chay. That's al kaponim azay folchi yisata. That he's not dead because it's not metame. Ela shehu lokui as a leben nishakene gizot vezutachi yusai shereini miskaya. aber is yesh bei mishum bal chai ve yesh bei shein chai of chaim. So you could study this phenomenon of a ben ches. It has very little chiyus in it. A kapon, but he's not a mace. Ve'ilkach yesh mokim loy meshachayv boy ein echayv mishum natilus neshome. Shlon yosra toire bechi yeshene miskayim ela lefisho. And mikol mokim ha-sheikh tei metara. Kiven de bechayov ein oi metame bechi yusoi nital beshchite. That's what the Chazani says. So al kaponim, the Gemara, it's not a direct dimyin to treife, because if it'll be medamet mamish to treife, we're in hot water, because by treife there's an inyan of Netilas Neshama in Shabbos. Now al kaponim, that means the Gemara is saying that since there is some sort of a chiyah, so it could be shchitos and mitaros. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The kul almem meisu. Lagabi Netilas Neshama, it's zicha called meis. You could say this. It's not muchach fakel. Rabbi Yosef ben Yudva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sovereign, ki treife. Treife lav aval gav de meisa hi this amitzis misen treife aba shchitosa metaros. So since there's some chiyus, it's good. Achanami loishna. So that means even though there's a lesser chiyus, but al koponim, this chiyus was taken away ay day shchita. Now we have to understand the Gemara first. V'rabbono. So what's the svar of the Rabbono? So why is it? Why do the Rabbono hold that it's metame? L'cheir, we have now a cheshbon. We have here a guideline. If there is some chiyus left, and this chiyus was nistalik ay day shchita, it shouldn't be an avela. V'rabbono loidomi letreife. Treife oisa lo shasa kaisha, hai loi hoisa lo shasa kaisha. A treife had a shasa kaisha. A treife was once not treife. Hai loi hoisa lo shasa kaisha. So we have to understand the Gemara. Mayin shmit leitzah al Sinai. What's gate meron de shasa kaisha? What is the Gemara saying over there? But let's go a little further. Vichitayim, I'll tell me that's the inyan of treife. Aber treife mi betten, naik ala meima. The halacha is that if you shechter a treife mi betten, that never a shasa kaisha. It's also metair mi day nevela. So why should this be different? Hosom yesh be mino shchite, hoche ein be mino shchite. By treife, the mean animal has shchite, and hoche ein be mino shchite. By a ben ches, there's no musig of shchite. So we have to understand what the Gemara is speaking about. What is the sinya of shasa kaisha yesh b'mina shchita? So Baruch Hashem, the Rashba is meir einayim in what the Rabbanon hold. The Rashba says as follows: the ikir shchita eino elo lahachshir ba'achila. We have to know shchita is not a mikveh. It's not metayer nevelis. The ikar shchita is lahachshir b'achila. But this is a pesabonis that the shchita is also metayer minevela. But you have to have, it has to be a mean that is a bar shchita for achila. So memele, even though the mice is a kumtais, this animal can be matar b'achila. But I'll be matter because I'll upon him since the musig of shchita passed by this animal. So memele, so it's a kaponim mitaya midei tumis nevele. But if you have a mean that a bechlal is not a bar achile, so memele there's no inyan of shchita. You can't shechta a horse because the yisod of shchita it's machshir lachile. And by Emerson, if we'll look at the drosha, we have a drosha in Teres Koyanim, and the word that we are darshaning is la'achla. And la'achla is telling us, forget, that's what the Chachamim said, that la'achla is telling us that since it's a lav bar achile, So there's no inyan of shchita. That's why in shchita osim et harose. That means this lomdus, you're telling me a lomdus that there's some chiyus and the chiyus is going about out to shchita, that I can buy from you. But I got news for you. It's a lot about shchita, because shchita is, the whole musig of shchita was given to Abar Achila. So memele, so that is the shayla over here. So they held that this is different than treife. Treife is a bar achila, yesh lo shasa kosha. So by a treife, past the inyan of shchita l'achila. So fulu later became a treife, so the inyan of shchita still remains by a treife. Al koponim legabai, to be metair mitumas nevel. But this never had a shasa kosha. Efrech the gemorim, what about a treife? What about a treife that was nailed to me betten? Treife me betten, mikala meima? So he says, Hosom yesh b'mina shchita, och ein b'mina shchita. So the Gemara is mechadish, a ben ches is a different meaning answer. That means, a treife is an animal that is a mean shchita. It's a cow, it's a goat, whatever it is. No, grad, there's a talfus in it. So the talfus makes that b'proti is, this animal, you can't be materet b'achile. But the mean alkaponim is a mean that there is a musig of shchita that's matar b'achila. So that is considered, it's a bar achila. So there's an inyan of shchita there. Shchita only works by a mean that's a bar achila. A ben ches, it's before it matured, before it became a bar kayom, it's a mean that's not a bar achila in ganzen. That's the svare of the chachamim. So mele, there's no inyan of shchita. So the male, if there's no inyan of shchita, which the yisayid of shchita is a machshel achila, so there can be a shchita to be metar mitumis nevel. So the male, so we just hear a teretz of Rove. We hear a teretz of Rove that Rove said that you wanted to bring a rai from the Teiris Koyen. That since we see it's metayr from Tumas Neveile, that it's Yichah called Achai. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Muchach. There is Chiyus there, but it's not Muchach that it is called Achai Legabi Chilu Shabbos of Netilas Nisham. Zok the Gemara weiter. Iboyilu. Mi pligi Rabbonon Olei de Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oloi. Are the Rabbonon Choylek a Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? He says, this Yesod, that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel said a Yesod, that you don't go Bosor Roy, I have a Gilu Yakro, that you don't go Bosor Roy, Be'inyin Shash Neifel, Shash Ben Ches, I'm not Saimechan Roy. Is this Adov a Muskim, or is the Rabbonon Choylek Rab Shimon ben Gamliel? Me pligi Rabbonon Leid Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oloi. Shaila number one. Shaila number two. Im timtzalay mepligi alocha kemaisoye ein alocha kemaisoye. Do we paskin like the Shimon Gamliel? Do we paskin like the Chachamim? Toshima. Egel shenoylad biyomtev. An egel, a calf was born biyomtev. Shechtin oisoy biyomtev. So you're permitted to shechtim that yomtev. So we'll see in Rashi takes care of the muktzadike shaila. But al koponim, how are you allowed to shecht in yomtiv? If it is a sofik neifel, a neifel is not mutter b'shchita. We have a shayla if the shchita is matay mitumis nevela, but the isol nevela zichen not matter. So if it would be a sofik neifel, so one would not be permitted to shecht it and eat it. Is a raya that the chachamim achayle karab shimon gamliel, and this goes according to the chachamim. So the Gemara says, "No, hoche b'mayeskinen dekim lei begave shekol loy chadosh." This mission is speaking about that we know klal. We were shaymer this the aim shalayala leazocha. She was out of the contact of a zocha the whole 9 months, and some emayla. So we know klal that this is a ben test. Toshma. Vishavin shim noilat hu umumay imoy shezemi namuch. Here it's speaking about a bechayer that was noilat abal mumin yontet. And also you're allowed to eat it. We'll see again in Rashi what the besondere chiddush is of, of b'chayr that was noila din yontav. Al kaponim, it's noila din yontav, and you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to shecht it. How could you shecht it? It is a safek neifu. And with the gemara, achinami shekol olay chatoshev. So meila od mabaita nishkin raya. Toshema da omar Rab Yehuda mashmul haloche kerab mshimim megamliel. Haloche mechal de pligi shma mino. Here we see a very that is a machloikis tachachomim Rav Shimon Gamliel. Agavuch Rav Yehuda Mishmur paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Zot Rashi mi pligi lemishrei vlad shel behema b'soiches yomiv. Shaykh ten oisei b'yonte ve'einei mukze. It is not mukze. It's called mucham. Shrebeina Shmoshis Namo Hoyo Muchon Agav Imoy. That means as follows. Because Beina Shmoshis, this was Oymed Lachili, you could shecht the mother. And if you'll shecht the mother, so the child is a Ben Pekue. So as a Ben Pekue is Mutter Beshchita Sa'ein. So Memele, so was Oymed was Muchon Agav Imoy. So Erev Yonta was Muchon Agav Imoy. So my male says not mukze. So male, if it's not mukze, that's a shechter than yonta. Mi yishamina mino de muta le boi bayayin. So male, the Gemara said, it's talking about noide shekol olay chadosh. Vishovin, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon, shenechleku b'royin mumin b'yonte v'meseches bayin. The machloikis of royin mumin b'yonte. Now let us explain what the machloikis is. What's wrong to be royin mumin b'yonte? So Mishnah Berurah brings down the beer is as follows. That the din of a bechayer that is not a balmum, bizman hazeh, without a beis hamikdash, is also b'achila. So yeah, if it becomes a balmum, it's mutar b'achila, if a little begvulin, if a little zorin. But it has to be a balmum. Now, Chazal made a unique halacha that by a bechayer balmum, calls man, there was no psak from a yochid mumche or from a bezin of shalosh hadyoitis, it is also b'toiras badai. That means the hayro of mumim by a b'choyer is not only a gili milsa ba'alma yeskaro v'shayla, is it kosher or is it not, and he tells us it's kosher. No, the hayro makes it kosher. That means kozman, the rov doesn't say it's kosher, you can stand on your head, the mum is boiled in front of you. You're not allowed to eat the b'choyer. Chazal said that you're not allowed to shecht a b'chayr ba'amum till a yochid mumche was matter. So memele, if that's how it works, so there's a new problem. So there's a problem, it's nirikim esake. That means, so the for a rov to say that it's a mum, so it's called, he's mesakin the behemah, and therefore this is a pesoser in yonta. This is also, that's the machloikis, if you're allowed to be royin mumin. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon shenachleku b'royin mumin b'yont m'seches bayit. But they are both moide she'im noilet hayoin. Hu umumoy imoy. She'im noilet hayoin hu umumoy imoy. She'hu min amuchon. Umuta levaker mumay b'yont. So yelati memavake mume beyontav, loy domi kemisakin beyontav, loy ischazik beyisure, mukmina lohosom kigoin, the yosvi daini hosom v'ru b'shas leido miyad. It's speaking about that you had dayonim sitting there b'shas the leidus habachoyer. So memele, it never was ischazik beyisure, like this, a normal bachoyer, so when it's born, you're not allowed to eat it, because you need a heter. You need a heter to be materit, some amelos that's called, it's a masakin. Here, the minute was born, you had dayonim sitting there, and they said it was a mum, some amel, it's not doimit to masakin. Al koponim, so the Gemara says that, it's also speaking about kol chadosh. Let us go further. Omar Rabbi. Nofal minagag oy ochlo yari. What happens if a kaidim shloishim yoim nofal minagag oy ochlo yari? So Mamela is like this. There was no reyes from its death. That means, Abshimon Gamliel said that the Kozman that wasn't Shloshim Yoim, it's a Sofik Neifel. So Abaye held, what is Pshat, it's a Sofik Neifel, when there's a reyes in the Misa. That means, what's like a Pshat, it didn't, wasn't able to live 30 days. So that's a reyes. So that, then you say, it's a Neifel. Aber Nofel min Agag, oy ochlo yari. But what happens if the Nefel died, or the Tinek died, because of a Zaitike circumstances, that fell from a Gag, a Yoch Leri, Divrei Hakel Chayu. So everyone holds it's a Chay, it's a Kert, a new Lomdus. Divrei Hakel Chayu. Keep Ligi, Shepiyeko makes the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Chachamim is Shepiyik Omeis. It yawned, was born, it yawned, and it died. So Memele, so that's a big race already. Is Mao Sova Chayu. And in such a case, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, listen, Reiv Noshim, in the Yodim Vlad Shel Kayom, I never had Numulka Pasir, that Numulka Pasir, Fati. But this is a Chay. Mal Sova Meso. And that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is his posik. If it didn't live 30 days, such a thing occurred, the Mal Sova Meso. Lamayin Afkemina, Lifter Mina Yibo. If this child will pater from Yibo, the sixth, that means that he had Kieshvu Achim Yachtov, Umeisechot Mehem, Uben Yeshloi. He has a child. He had a child. That lived after the father died. And as soon as the father died, this child was less than the ventilation, was piyek umeis. So now the shaila is there a din of yibum or not? So the chachomim say there's a din of yibum. Because, loiv noshim vlad malyim yoldom. And the Rav Shem Gamliel says there's no din yibum. Fakel, this is a reyese. Lived him in yibum. Frag the Gemara, Nofel minaga goyoch lari divrei hakol chayus. What are you telling me? That means if a zaitik is sibbe, was mesavet, that the person should die, or the behemoth should die. Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel also, so you go basogoy. For Rafo, Pever Avuna, Berei de Rav Yeshua, equal the Bei, Berei de Rav Yidi Barovet. Rafo, Avuna, Berei de Rav Yeshua, came to Rav Yidi Barovet. Va'avidlu igle tilse biyamama deshiva. So he wanted to be mechabed them. So he shechted for them an eagle biyamama deshiva that was 7 days old. And he thought he's giving them a delicacy. Va'amri lein, they told him, ay, iitachisu leyadlu ulte, if you would have waited till tonight, we would have eaten from it. This is called, it's the 8th day already. It's a benchmoin already. We'll see from Rashi, Mitzvah Sayyayin Kekulon. Shiva Shomim Tshiyat Yitachasimoy. If you have a Shmini Yerotze. So Memele, so if you would have waited till tonight, Achlina Minei. Hashta Loi Achlina Minei. Why don't we eat from it? Because we're from Rav Shimon Gamliel's Chassidim. And we're afraid maybe this was an Eifel. It didn't pass by the 8th day. It didn't live 8 days yet. It only lived through Yeshetan in the 7 days. So if you're telling me that if Rav Shimon Gamliel is moide by Ochle Ari, where there's no Rei Yisal Yedei Misosai, you're also saying Mechan Roy that it's not an Eifel. So here there was no Rei Yisir. This behemoth, this eagle is not alive because it was Geshochten. It's not worse than Ochle Ari. So why didn't they want to eat it? So Vaistais, you're learning wrong pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ela v'nahapechu. It's the other way around. If there was a reis in its misa, something very unusual occurred. This young child yawned and died right away. Keep ligi v'nofal min agag v'och lo yari. Machloikis is v'nofal min agag v'och lo yari, where there's no reis whatsoever. Mars of a meso, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, since you don't have a shloishim yoim, so you have to be mistopic, maybe it was a mace, it's a sophic mace. O mars of a chayu, and there the rabbonin achayulik, they say, since there was no reyesa whatsoever, since it died, v'nofo min agag, min nendos, hafach l'ri, so memele, so it is no reisa whatsoever. So memele, so then it is not as, then it's a vadai ben chai. Agav uche, there's a machlokes or rishonim, what halacha chayli will have. What halacha does chayli have? Rabbi Niyayna Shita is that chayli, now na piyik, we have it two extremes we have to understand. Piyik a mace is something very, very unusual. The psazoy it yawned and it died and faltik. That's very unusual. That's sicha reyes, but it's not a bar kayom. We have another extreme of ochle yari, which is no reyesa whatsoever. What if you have something in between? Chayli. It wasn't mamish as a muzer, it was sick for 10 days, and then it died. So the Rebbeinu Yoina holds that piyik nuadin chayli. It's also the same thing. As long as it was a natural death, it wasn't from a zaitik esibe. So that's it, the less than ben shloshim dies, that's a raya that there was no chiyus there. The rezad, the balamoyer holds, the davke piyik emeis, avol chola hareyu ka ochle yari. So memel we have here a machlekes harishoinim, Rabbeinu Yoina the balamoyer, if chayli is a din of piyik, that's Rabbeinu Yoina, if chayli is a din of ochle yari. Chan. Zog the Gemara weiter. Berei de Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. The son of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef is yadad lei ahu yenuke. It's very interesting. When Chazal don't want to mention names, they don't mention names. That means we'll say whatever we want, but we won't mention that's what's brought down. If someone's name is mentioned in the Gemara, that means he's about Trias Amesim. So, say we say he's Berei, the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. He's the son of Rav Dimi, the son of Yosef. Bar Yosef, Abal Kaponim, we won't mention his name. It's Yadad Leyahu Yenuke. He had a child. Begoy Tlosin Yoimin, Shochit. So Nebuch, the child was Nifter Tershloish. Yosef kom Misavol Elavit. So it was Misavol. So what that is Misavol? So he held, he said, like the Chachamim, that Teich Shloishim is Seimech Anroit. You don't need Shloishim. Amalei Avue, his father told him, Zer Ashar Faloshin, Tzavro Nisik Abois Lameichel. You want to eat the matamim shemachilim as ha'ovul? You want they should send you consolation cards? What's pshat? That's the chaneifu. It's a sofik neifu. Sofik avelus lahoko. It's a sofik neifu. So in the middle, you don't sit shivit. Or ma'alei, so he told his father, kim li bei shekol aloi chadosh. If not, echmeis was ichto. It was kol aloi chadosh. So me'alei was a ben tes. So that's why he was sitting shivit. Rav Ashi ikla bei Rav Kahane Isra bei Milse begoit losen yoyme Chazi ni di Yossi bekom is abel alavi Om alei loy sova lei mal Odom Rav Yudha Mashmul Halokhe ki Rav Shimon ben Gamliel So it's a sofik Naples you don't say Chivin Om alei kim li begavi shekolu loy chadosh Itma Now we learned as follows Meis v'soich shloishim The Omda Veniskacha. A person had a child. And the child was Nifta B'Seich Shloish. The Omda Veniskacha, that means there were two brothers. Ishki Yomus. A person died and he left over a child. Now this child was Meis B'Seich Shloish Yoyim. The child was Meis B'Seich Shloish Yoyim. Now, his wife thought that there's no din yibum, she's not a yibomit, because he left over a child. Either child died now, but she's not a yibum. Va'omdov and iskacho. So she got married. But now we have here an interesting shaila. She got married. But the shaila, is she a yibom l'shuk or not? Could be. And if this child is a naple, so she's a Yevam Alashuk. If he's not a Nefel, she's not a Yevam Alashuk. So it depends. Machloikis, Tachachomim, Avshim and Gamliel. Ona Ravina Mishmei Darovet. So Ravina said Mishmei Darovet as follows.
im Eishes Yisrael, if she's an Eishes Yisrael, so Mamela we can be from, so we'll give Chalitza, what do we have to lose? That means, according to the Chachamim, there's no Shaila whatsoever. It's a Reiv Noshim, Vlad Malya Yoldin, so Mamela, so the Shinari Yabamalisha. You know what? We should be Chayesh, Rav Shimon Gamaliel. No, so we'll give Chalitza. Imeishes koyin he, but what if she got married to a koyin? A chalutz is also a koyin. Now, how frum are we going to be? If we're going to be saying mechand the chachamim, that it's not an eifel, so finish. So she's allowed to get married. If you want to be frum and say maybe the lachzak of Shimon Gamliel, and the lachzak of Shimon Gamliel, so memele, so she's a yevam alashuk, you need chalitza, then you're going to disrupt the very happy marriage, which just became, because then the husband left to go and give her a get. So that's what Rabina said b'shem Rovim. It's Rabina said b'shem Rovim. We don't pass no Rav Shimon Gamliel. No, yes, to say slachumre. If we can give chalitza, meichi pesi. If you can't give chalitza, so by lismecha chachamim b'shas atcha. Imeishes koini eino chalitzes. ורב שרביה משמי דרוב ואומה, אך הזו ואך הזו חלץ. אז פרטק, יגיב חליצה. פר. הוא יחייש ברב שמי גמליל. אומה לרבין לרב שרביה, אז רבין את עוד רב שרביה, ונבוא את המסעים בשם רוב. זה told them, I'll tell you, באותו אומה רוב אוכי. You're right. רוב at night said, that we chayish ברב שמי גמליל, and you have to give חליצה אפילו by nations going. What I'm saying over that Neshus Kayin don't give, this is a memra I heard of from Rav in the morning. And in the morning he was Chayza. He said he could be Seimach and the Chacham. What? He was Mater. The Beloy Chalitze in Yehovah and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yehei Rava de Tishre Tal. Ay, Halavai, he should be Mater Chaylev. So what Pshad he should be Mater Chaylev? That means Rav Shrev Yehelda was a Gevaldik Avla of Rav. Not to be chayish v'shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel. You have to be chayish v'shimon Gamliel. So if he, now he's a matter yisur, he may say, forget, that's not chayish. So he said, no, it's a people don't zuch zuch happen. So Rav is a very liberal poisek. I mean, see, paska now Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he said, yehi Rav is a matter machin chaylev. No, be matter chaylev, then people see what kind of a poisek he really is. So then they'll kopon him, that was the bakosh of Rav Shrevyeh. So then they won't jump on the bandwagon to listen to his psalkim. They'll see what kind of a poisek he is. The poisek that one cannot rely on. Zot Rashi. Nofal minagag oy ochli ari shemeis machmas mise haboloi besoich lamet mimokei macha. The mise comes from a different source. So this is Becheskas Kol Echadoshev. The Elav Hachmise. They have a mace. I don't have to assume that he would have died. Ilkach Hayu. The Bodom Havi Vlad. The Poiter Simim Lechalitze. The Gabi Behemenami Stam Vlad Behemish Shochad Beseiches Muta Bachil. Lechazina Bereyes. The Roiv Hayel De Seinu Mapilis. That was to the Bayez Mahalach. Shepiye Pilo Belas, Yom, Kloim Alacha, Leidos, Eroi Belachias, Mat, Shepiye Kameis, Begabi Odom Koi. Hochi Gassinin, Vaovad Le Eglatilse, Biamoma de Shiva. And they told him, Itachi, so if you would have waited, Milashochte Yad Ulte, Shuleil Shmini, Avach Linamine. We would have eaten from this Bema, the Mitzis Hayoim Kekula, Kedersiv. Vahoyo Shivas Yomim Tachas Imoy. 7 days it's Tachas Imoy. You have to wait 7 days. Olai lo chozi. At night already it's roi lakrove. Because it's oi Shivas Yomim. Umi yoi mashmini. Who do you rot? So I want to say you have to wait for yoi mashmini. Dute lav basakrovoi. That night is the lav basakrova could receive biyoyim tzavoyisoy lahakre. That's why biyoyim hashmini yerotze. But you need yoyim. Aval lemaise it becomes ois neifel as soon as it becomes ches. Aval mechlal neifel nafkele bechozi lagdushi. You could be magdush it already. Could amrinim bezbochim laila lagdushi yoyim lahartzoem. So Rabbi Kevege Zeichen zu a Taisvis in Zvachim, Taisvis says that the Cheshbon that Rashi says is not a true Cheshbon. Rashi says, Meikar Adin, you could shecht it Leil Shmini. Now there's a technical problem. It says, B'yoyim tzavoyisi lahakriv, that you're not makriv b'yoyim. How's that? So Taisva says, if that would be the case, so this klolim, im olu lo yerdu, if you shecht at night, im olu lo yerdu, number one. Number two, bebomo, there's a din shchita balayla. And here it says in the pasuk, b'yoyim ashmini yerotze, so here the Torah says, l'gabi ritzu yitza machusos mam. L'gabi ritzui, it is not roi l'ritzui till yoyim ashmini. So Kaponim, we see from this, the Chazanish says that the din nefel is not totally in the Hilchus Ritzui. Hilchus Ritzui, that's a Xeris HaKosav Afil, according to Shimon Gamliel. It comes out that the nefel we learn now from Shiva Shomim Yitachas Imoy. And after the Shiva Shomim, already it's Ois Nefel. Look at Linyan, Chulun, Chazim, Iulta, Lamishchatei, Umeichel. Alme, Man, the Svir, like Rab Shimon Gamliel, Polig b'misa haboloi mimoke mache, b'omar sveiku, not the way Abaye said. Shochiv b'goi tlosin lilei dosai. Tzavronaise matamim shemachilu nesa ovu. Koboyis lemeichel, l'chach ato misabul chino. Isra milsa veilas, b'goi tlosin yoimim lilei desavlat. Mei savlat. So we have a girsa b'soich lamed. And Taisvus has a girsa with a small base of it, b'soich. B'soich lamed, lilei dosai. It was nifter soich lamed. There's a psalmeridic word from Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer says that there's a machloikis ha-poiskim by Pidyon HaBen. If you have to, if it's miptuyev mi ben chaydish, a chaydish is not 30 days. A chaydish is chav tes yoyim and yud bei shoyis and a certain amount of chalokim. That is a chaydish. So the shayla is if afterwards you can make a pidyon aben. So if shabachlik is the shach and Magen Avraham, the shach says you could, Magen Avraham says you can't, you need this a psaklal by chadoshim. Yomim Mainim, you're not Maina Shois. So wherever it says Chodesh, you have to have 30. If it says you need Lamed Yoim. Chofta Shois is not good. So the Chsam Sefer says, since we learn out the din that you need 30 days in order that it should not be a Neifel, you learn out from Pidyon HaBen. So there, it will not be sufficient chav tes yomim and yud bei shoyis to make it ois neifel. You need 30 days. So that's what Rashi wants to say. Meis avlad besoif lamed lo leidos. It was soif lamed. And Rashi wants to say, afilu was after the chav tes yomim and the yud bei shoyis. It still has a din of toich lamed. Even though it's soif lamed, it still has a din of toich lamed. Lehoi lovev ben, elohu. V'chai la'acha misis aviv v'al yodei apaitrenim ha'melech alitzim ho'ya bar kayom v'omde v'niskatsho la'acha zman l'fisha sbura she'en eskuke liyob. She was under the impression she's not zokuk liyob imeishis yisraelim imeinu koyin zes niskatsho loy u'muto b'chalutze chaylet zes inasofik v'ach kachti nosev im koyinu shim patlitz te yasur loy samchina d'rabonon. Amrina lav nechel veinach elatzes. Ultamar avo achi kide kamre. Dachesu vachesu chay letzes. Lo tzafra hode beva meishis koyin einach elatzes. Oma alei rav shravye la ravina shri sua baloi chalitze. Vavrisu ad rav shimin yei ravye de tishron chelev vachila. Zog Taisves. Taisves taf kuflam et heim et beich. Kol shesho shloishim yoyim ba'odo v'ches yomim bebeheime. So afterwards it's ois nefel. Ein nam shavim. The shloishim yoyim and the ches yomim are not same. The yoyim shmoine. by a behemoth, the eighth day already is kilaachashmoine. The eighth day already is oisnefel. Ke the muchach lekamon, the gemara we just learned, the ovid lo ilgat igla tilsa biyoyme de shive, vikoma iatachisu adlo tahabachlina minei. So if you waited till at night, it would be good. So you see, so the eighth day already, it's about the oisnefel. The yoyim shloishim obel, By Adam, the 30th day, Kalifnei Shloisha. Kedisnan bepchayres, beperk yesh pchayr lenakla, yayim shloishim, Kalifnei Shloisha. Ba'afilu Rabbi Akiva, the polig, loikomel, the mesavkim, ukilifnei shloishim, kalacha shloishim, lenina, yeah. He's a mesupik if it's kalacha shloishim. But it's ziches, so it's also different than the shmeinis yomin. Because there it's zicher shem shmini is kalaacha, mashainken over here is misup. Then you know beilah sevil rabbi kiva meided abe kalifnei shloishim and the lachik kedivrei hamekol beiva. Zok the next taisus mimol heichi malin alei. It's the gemara asked a kasha. How could you be mal a ben ches? It's a sofik neifel. Mikan mashmen, the loy airi Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, ben shmoine vaday dafke. Elo v'stam vlodes. Now we will see soon in Tosfos. There's a shekleche kasha, which all the Rishonim ask. Tosfos will bring down the Gemara in Yevamos later. That we'll see that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking about a ben ches. A ben ches that waited 30 days. I say that this was a ben zayin d'ishtoi. This is a Rab Shimon Gamliel in Yevamos. A ben ches. And the Chachamim say this one is an eifel. Even though it lived 30 days, it's still an eifel. And Rab Shimon Gamliel said if it lived 30 days, it's not an eifel. So we'll see. So in Yevamos, it seems something very interesting. Rab Shimon Gamliel is the meikel. And the Chachamim are machmirim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is speaking about a ben ches. Now, our Gemara that asks a very tmimistic kasha, how can one be moil any child? So, vices Rav Shimon Gamliel is not speaking about a ben ches. The Gemara doesn't ask who says yemal a ben ches. The Gemara is speaking about stamos. How can you be mal any child? So, vices Rav Shimon Gamliel is speaking about stamos child. So that is the problem which Tosfos will delve with. Mikam mashmed lo eichem shem gamliel beben shmoy nevadai davke le bestam vlodis. Vechein mashmed le kamo. Dekoma al toshma egel biyontev. Egel shenel biyontev sheikh tenoise biyontev. The dochi the kol eloi chadosho. Ashayle if someone is chelik am shem gamliel, what's the kasha? Zog ma kol eloi chadosho, ma kasha na teret. Estama zay an egel, if Rav Shimon Gamliel would only be speaking about a ben ches, and the bastama child yisay mechan roi, so an egel shnol biyontav is poshit. Shimon Gamliel is only speaking about a ben ches. Ve'im tim tzoloim with the ayir of Shimon Gamliel elo bevadai ben shmein avle tchuyye, hoch maizkin in bestam vlodis. Not that speaking about kol loy chadosh. Boy do malikamon, no po minagag v'och li'ari abayu, man to say, divrahakul chayu. If you're speaking about a ben ches that was loy shah, was a ben ches that got killed, that fell off a roof. Everyone holds he's a chai. He's a ben ches, which according to the Chacham Moshe in Yevam, a fellow 30 days will make him a chai. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, he got killed, he fell off the roof, so that's why he's a chai. How could you say such a thing? Obekulo de lekamo nami de makmina de kimle be gavisha kolo le chadosha. So weiss doch euch. So when this whole sugya weiss doch is, we are not speaking about a ben ches vade. We are speaking about a normal child that according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, we have to clear maybe it's a nefel. According to the chomim, you say mechan loy. The kosher l'ri, ma'odam rin, beper kol, eizeu ben ches. Kol shalai kol alai chadosho. What's considered a ben ches? Kol shalai kol alai chadosho. So the Tanakhama says, If it is like all loy chadasha, this is a ben ches. Fartik, you know, it's born b'chaydish hashmini. This is a ben ches. Rabbi Omer, sarei v'tziponov mechichan olav. If this ben ches was born, and the sarei and tziponov were an ordenung, so that's a raya. It's a ben zayin. Ishtui ishtai. That they came out late. The Oma Aish Barshivu Vishtu Yishtai. So we have here Machlokes, Rabbi and the Chacham. Now Rabbi and the Chacham, and we should pass like the Chacham. Uporich, Frek, the Gemara Kasha, Loho, the Oved Rabbe Teisva, Uv, the Beisha Shalach Bailam Dinisayom. It was a Maise, that a Isha Shalach Bailam Dinisayom, Vishtai, a Treise Yachi Shate. And 12 months after her husband left, they had a child. Now, this is a very suspicious child. How do you have a child 12 months after? So he said, yeah, it's a ben tes. And it waited a little bit. So I'm saying, Zamusik, Avishtai, Kimban, Kerebi. So Masali, Paskin, like Rebbe. I mean, this Musik of Rebbe was the one that said that there's a Musik of hold. It's a ben zayin, and she stayed doch dort. And it's taking vacation. The Chacham said, there's no such thing as born b'ches, it's a ben ches. There's no such thing of ishtai. So it says, command ke Rebbe. So it says, no, the Rebbe is not the only one. Even the Iker of Shimon Gamliel. The Omer ishtai, b'diktoni kol shesho, is memele, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says, every kol shesho, lamed yoim, it's not a navel. So it means, kol shesho means even a ben ches. That was sure. Lamed Yom is not a nifl. So you see that the Inyan I was born b'chaydish Hashmini. So you see that that Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds the Inyan of Ishtai. So we see that Rebbe holds Ishtai, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Ishtai. So he passed on this Inyan of Ishtai. Alma Mashmi behedi the Bavadi ben Ches Ayri mid the Muchach minay the Ishtai. The Gemara proves that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Ishtai if he's talking about. We don't know what the child is. We don't know what the matzav is. Is it ben tes or ben ches? So after 30 days, I say it's a ben tes. Safartik. So you don't see holds mishtai. But if he's talking about a vaday ben ches, and he says after 30 days, it's good. So you see, he holds the sfar of mishtai. So you see, he's speaking about a vaday ben ches. Umenolei, how did the Gemara know? There's still meloilum sviralei deloi mishtai. Maybe there's more than you know mishtai. Bestam lo desai, rirab shimon gamlil kedefrishes. No, he's talking about a vadi ben ches also. Why? But the sefte the mechilte misne milse the Rav Shimon Gamliel bossa milse the rabbon. We have a machloike says a ben ches. So the chachamim say kosh like kol loy chadosh. Rabbi says gomusar v'tzipol. Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Apultayu koi dairi be ben ches. Shem Gamliel says that if it's a shloishim yoyim, it's not a ben ches. So memele, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is speaking about a ben ches. Vim taima. So if we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel is speaking about a ben ches, and bishmait nimi nolan de bestam vlod es fil Rav Shimon Gamliel, holoi shos veikave, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel says a gaval de kechidish, a chidish lakula. That shloishim yoyim is a biru goma that the child is not a navel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to tell us that afilo by a ben ches, you say yishtai. But where do you see Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if it's, if I don't know when it was born, that it's a suffix nefer, where do we see this? Halishos veikahave dilmeksova vlad ma'alyahave. Maybe he holds us a vlad ma'alyah. But like ayri klal bestam vlodis, elo bevadi ben ches. Yeshleime de daikine midiktoni kol shesho. The kol mashme le rabois stam. Even a stam vlad. Davke sho, it's a badai, not a naifel. Alei sho sveika abe. Vahode mi boilon le kam ne pligi rabon le leid Rav Shimon Gamliel. Hainu be stam vladis. The ben ches vadi bedik toni lo betesefte. A ben ches vadai, we have enough net to sefte that they're choylik. Nen de choylik le chumre. In time of Eichi Poshit Lekam and Damer Rav Yudah Meshmul Arochi Kev Shimon Gamliel Mechlal De Pligi Bistam Vlodish Time of Deloilam Le Pligi Bistam Vlodish Chi Poshit Rav Yudah Kevosi Anamili Bevadai Ben Ches Veshloima Dim Kein Abel Amisna Halochi Kerebi he should have said Halacha ke Rabbi Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. The lack, because Rabbi Rab Shimon ben Gamliel hold the same thing. Rabbi Rab Shimon ben Gamliel hold that in order Avadai ben Ches, in order to prove that it's Ishtai, you need two inyonim. You need Gomru Sara Vetziponov, and you need Ishtai Lamidyoim. The Lekal Amem Lekom Ha'aloche Kerebi Mishim Deboye Choche Simon Sara Vetziponov. Av Rab Shimon Gamliel Loi Boy, that's not true. Rab Shita De Ben Ches, Loi Gomru Sara Vetziponov, Lo Kula Amo Loi Chai. We did not get Rab Shimon Gamliel. That means like this. So Toisvis is saying, that's how the Mashoz Mavaya Toisvis, that Lagabi Avadai Ben Ches, Rabbi Rab Shimon Gamliel hold the same Shita. You need two Simonim to say Ishtai. Number one, Gomru Sarov Vitziponov, and number two, Ishtai Shloishim Yoy. So Memeila, if Rabbi Yudah Mishmur would be speaking about Avadai Ben Ches, he should have mentioned Rabbi also. Midenoket Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not Rabbi, Shmami no de Bistam Vlodis Sairi. So why is he speaking about this? There's another Machloikis, by Stam Vlodis. Posek Bekulim Ulse Kevosei. Vashnami Tzoch Lidakdik Mikol. If Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, the Lavochi Ma'abor of Shem Gilu Loisav Al Milsa the Rabbi. That's what it says here in the Taisvah Shishonim, and the small Dalit. That or else, what is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Moisev over Rabbi? By Avadi Ben Ches, they hold the same. You need two simonim to make it Ois Neifel. So Kocher was speaking about a stamblot. Zu de neise goras beorach loschen zeide um mezoinis.